right, ready? One, two, three. Don't say anything.
The kindergarten students at John Burroughs Elementary School are staying an hour later on this day, not to brush up on their reading or math skills, but to taste kale, many for the first time.
They see a lot of packaged food. If they eat vegetables, they're not necessarily fresh, they're not necessarily whole. And so being able to bring in fresh whole vegetables, leafy greens, interesting fruit is really a great experience for these students.
Since the start of the school year, Food Corps member Karen Davison has spent each day in this Washington classroom teaching these five-year-olds where their food comes from and how they can make healthier choices.
Thumbs down if you think it's a different part of the plan.
In its fifth year, Food Corps puts more than 180 young Americans into 500 schools across the United States. There, they focus on teaching students about nutrition, engaging them with hands-on activities, and improving their access to healthy foods, whether it be in the cafeteria or the greater community.
Yummy.
Food Corps fellow Maddie Morales says the mission is particularly critical at a time when U.S. obesity rates in children are double what they were 30 years ago.
The repercussions of having an unhealthy population is just absolutely unacceptable and really scary in some ways, that it affects our national security, it affects our ability to be a productive country, and it is imperative that we change the system.
It's a message echoed by First Lady Michelle Obama, who chose Food Corps co-founder Deb Eschmeyer to lead her Let's Move initiative, aimed at reducing childhood obesity within a generation. At April's annual White House kitchen garden planting, Mrs. Obama marked the fifth anniversary of Let's Move.
Let's share our progress, because we're going to come back and harvest in a few months, and I'd love to see what other community gardens and school gardens are doing out there to move forward on getting our kids to eat healthy.
Remy?
In this classroom, it's not just the students who are learning to eat healthier.
The kale especially is like, no thank you. So she said, try this way. I like it. So I went home and started making kale for myself.
Teacher Dion Hamil says Food Corps has exposed her and her students to vegetables they have never tried and to healthy eating habits they will hopefully keep with them for years to come. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Washington.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。